Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fair Tax Time Radio, where the men are men and the women are soft. Yeah, we talk about money and how the government gets it, as opposed to how we'd like them to get it, via the fair tax, that is. Sit back and listen or participate in the chat room with us. We'd like to hear from you.
Good evening and welcome to Fair Tax Time Radio. This is your host, John Wesley, speaking. Before we get going tonight, I want to talk about a couple of things. One, do you wonder if Washington listens to anyone? Do the people on Capitol Hill just go ahead with what they think is best? Can you, as a private citizen, influence Washington? And lastly, have you ever heard of Pop Box? That's P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, P as in Paul, V as in Victor, O as in Oscar, X as in X-ray, PopVox at PopVox.com. Tonight, our featured guest is quite a lady. She's the co-founder of PopVox. She worked as a lobbyist in Washington for many years. She's from California. We're happy for that. I'm sure you... have heard from Roshna Chaudhry in the past, if you listen to our shows. Anyhow, we hope that you will have questions for her. To ask a question, please call in on our phone, 619-393-6478. Press the 1 on your telephone. Be patient if you have to wait for a while. If we get a lot of callers, we hope we will. With that, I'd like to welcome Roshna to Fair Tax Time Radio. It's a pleasure having you back with us, Roshna. How are you this evening?
Hi, John. I'm great, and it's very exciting to be on your show, especially in California.
Yes, and you were telling me earlier that you're having the allergy problems in D.C. I think we're getting them here in this part of California. We've got a lot of wind blowing and a lot of pollutants in the air, and it's a little hard to deal with.
Well, at least we got some rain this afternoon, so it cleaned out the air, and it's nice and breezy right now. So I'm not complaining about that, but I know you all have had a water shortage, so I don't know if rain's going to come very soon.
Well, yeah, you know how the water shortage goes here. Some people think if we didn't let 80% of it go down the storm drains and out to sea, we wouldn't have a water shortage. So, but that's a whole other subject, isn't it?
And a whole different show.
Yes, it is. And you know, we don't want to get into things like the smelt tonight. I think we'll stick to PopVox and what we can do is. As citizens out here, citizen patriots, activists, I can tell you the folks that we have introduced to PopVox thus far are really, you know, excited about it, pleased about it. But quite frankly, I still get it, you know, from a lot of people that I talk to, what's PopVox? I've never heard of it. And that kind of leads me into a question. What can we do and what is PopVox doing to spread the good news that we have this tremendous platform that really gives us great access to Washington? Maybe you can talk a little on that.
Absolutely. And so much of PopVox is about people sharing their stories. And what we want to focus on is having people that write letters to Congress share those letters on Facebook, Twitter, or just share it via email so that other people know that you know, here's an issue that that individual is really caring about. We don't spend that much time as a company promoting ourselves, and instead we want to highlight on our platform all these tens of thousands of stories being written from real people and then allowing them to share their story. A lot of times people don't even remember or know that they're on Popbox. They just remember the experience of writing a letter. We have tools that embed onto organizations' websites. So instead of sending people to popbox.com, you can actually embed a Write Congress tool onto your own organization's website, and people can write a letter to Congress from your own organization's website. So they might not even realize they're using Popbox's tools, but they're actually using our technology to share their voice with Congress, and that's what we're really focused on. And, you know, we have a Facebook page, we're on Twitter, we have pretty strong presences in social media. So it's just however individuals want to know about us, that's great. We have over 400,000 users, but still there's millions of people out there that need to know and that need to speak up with Congress, whether their issue is taxes or immigration or animals or the drought, whatever your issue is. Everyone has something to say, and we're all issue experts in our own way.
Well, right you are, Rashna. I was watching a piece with John Boehner being interviewed, and I think it was on 60 Minutes the other night. And, you know, he said, we're all lobbyists, and everybody contacts Washington for something, and we are all lobbyists. You know, my group, the Fair Tax people, they're lobbying. We're unpaid. We don't get paid to do it. We're all citizens that are interested in changing the way we collect taxes in the country. But I'll tell you what, you mentioned something the last time you were on, and I didn't pay much attention to it, but since then I thought about it. I'm involved with a lot of other groups, and they're getting involved in Popbox, and you said it's addictive. And you're right, it is. it's almost like Facebook or something. It's, you know, the more issues you find, the more you go looking for. And I think that's a wonderful thing because, you know, it causes us to broaden our sphere a bit and look into other things that perhaps we hadn't looked into before. And you know, there's an awful lot going on in the country. I wanted to talk about one thing that I was pleased about, and it was the notice you put out about the top 50 issues in the first 100 days in Congress, and so pleased that H.R. 25 was number two, and number three was S-155. I look at that as a big deal. What do you think of that, Rashna?
I think it is a big deal. I mean, it shows a level of support that your issue has amongst Popbox users, but not just Popbox users. It shows that there's an uptick in interest around that. You know, when you look at the continuous support, and maybe it can become number one very soon, and I'm giving you a virtual nudge when I say that. But I think what's important is not just to think, okay, yeah, we're number two, that's great, but it's about how do we engage even more people around it. I think a lot of times people don't you know, want to weigh in because they think it would take too much time, or they don't feel like their voice is being heard, or they felt they weighed in last year and they don't need to do it again. But the thing is that Congress every year, or every congressional cycle, so that's every 2 years, has to reintroduce bills that didn't pass. You start from scratch, and you do this over and over until your bill gets passed. That's the way our system works, and that's what people need to understand, that it's, you know, don't get frustrated because it's a slow process. It's a slow process for a reason. That's how our founding fathers wanted it to be created, so that, you know, bills aren't too hastily made into law. So with that in mind, it is more about a steady drumbeat than that quick uptick. So I think you should congratulate yourself for having that momentum in the first 100 days. But then how do we extend that as supporters of an issue for momentum throughout the year? And that's the question I think people should be thinking about as well.
Well, I certainly agree with that, Rajna, and maybe you have some suggestions on how we can do that. It's something that we have talked about. We've got a lot of year ahead of us, and you know, what are we going to do to carry? We look at it as a campaign. We're campaigning to get people to go in and support HR 25 S-155, the Fair Tax Act. It's really been, from our perspective, pretty much word of mouth. It's been on, you know, social media, Facebook, so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We did have one chap, this would interest you, that bought radio ads up in Northern California, up near Santa Cruz, and ran them for a week. And he was talking about Pop Box and Fair Tax, and I thought that was very interesting that he was that enthusiastic. That was the only case that I knew about around the country where anybody bought radio ads, but that was the case in Northern California, and very, very innovative. So we're kind of at a point, I guess we go with the ebb and flow. We set goals for ourselves, and now we want to set goals for the next coming quarter. Maybe you could share with us what some of the other users do.
Absolutely. I think, the really important thing that you brought up in our conversation was that a lot of this is word of mouth, and that is really important. People explaining to people what this issue is about, and explaining either in person or via email or on the phone, or however you want to communicate it, it's talking to people and raising awareness about a particular issue. And I say the same thing with everyone that asks me, "Hey, what are some tips?" This is the same thing. It's more about explaining rather and having a quality conversation rather than a quantity game. Yeah, it would be great to say, "Oh, we have a million people that have signed this petition to support this issue." But those people actually, just by signing a petition or doing something quick and easy, they're not really learning about the issue. And I always tell folks that advocacy is about quality engagement, because you want the person to take the time to understand the issue so then they can in turn engage other people around the issue. Sometimes with signing a petition, and I see this, in front of the grocery store where someone's hanging out with a clipboard saying, "Hey, will you sign this petition?" I'm ready to go and do my groceries. I don't want to learn about an issue at that moment, but then I'll just sign it because it's like, "Hey, someone has a petition. Sure, I'll sign it." Half the time, I'm not even sure what I'm signing. But, when someone asks me to take the time to learn about an issue and then write a letter in my own words to a member of Congress, sure, that interaction is time-taking, but I learn about the issue. I write it in my own words. I share my own issue expertise, and then I can turn around and tell my friends and networks about the issue as well. So I think that's a very smart way to gain support. And I think the other thing that comes to mind with this kind of conversation, where it's about quality rather than quantity, is how do you get people on both sides of the aisle really engaged around this issue? What was surprising to me was at one point this was a bipartisan issue, and there was much more support around the issue from Democrats and Republicans. And I think that it's important to be talking to people and having conversations on both sides of the aisle. It's not a Democrat or Republican issue. It's about what you're saying it's about. It's your point of view. You're not saying, "As a Democrat, I feel this way," or "As a Republican, I feel this way." You're saying, "As a taxpayer, this is how I feel." And that's a really important way to tell your story.
Well, right you are, Rajna, and it is a nonpartisan bill, and, you know, we often scratch our heads and wonder why we don't have, pardon me, both sides of the aisle supporting, and I can tell you what, that a few of us here in California that are activists, we go out and we call on everybody, Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, Independents. We think it's important to all of us, and anyhow, I want to bring a caller on the line here right now. I have a caller from 760 area code. She is one of our real enthusiasts for Pop Box. She is the district director here in the district that I live in, District 8 of California. And I have Nancy Kesey here, and I want to bring her on for a moment. Nancy, do I have you on the line?
Yes, you do, John, and hello, Rajna. So glad you're with us, and boy, you are a fountain of information tonight. I love the way it's coming. I almost can't remember everything I wanted to ask you, but I bothered you with this before, and I noticed that on the bottom of my, well, actually at the footer, I always get to it from my dashboard when I'm logged on to Popbox. I see now that you have kind of made some clarifications on the widgets. And, you know, I did ask you this once before, and I thought I had it, but now I'm not 100% sure. So I'm wondering, I have a Facebook page for HR 25 Fair Tax Review, and I have a .com of HR 25 FairTaxReview.com. And so if I want them, I'm going to be a little exacting here, answer what you can or feel you should say, but you have both are interactive now, the ones that you show. Regarding the widgets, you're showing one that says mobile friendly Popbox Write Congress widgets, and there you actually have an opportunity to support or oppose, go through and indicate what you feel about that particular bill. And I understand then that they will not leave. Let's say they're on my .com site. They will not leave my .com site. They'll accomplish everything right from my site. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Now, I understand that that will not cost me anything, but I will not be privy to any information about that particular voter.
Yes, that is true.
Yes. Okay. However, I know that you have what you're calling a pro widget. Now, does that become a pro widget if I pay a fee? In other words, it's the very same widget. If I pay a fee for that same widget, I will receive information only for each voter that did so on my .com site. Is that correct?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
So those are our pro tools, which embed onto an organization's website, and then everyone that's participating on your website, you will get their names and email addresses for your own analytics purposes.
Okay. Now, for instance, if it becomes a pro tool, we're still talking about that very same one that I did not pay for initially, if that becomes a pro tool right from the beginning, I'm not going to say you're going to delve back and see who voted. Maybe it works that way, but that's not the major thing for me. So how do those people know that their information is not going to be, let's say, you have a disclaimer, let me start it that way, on this very portion of your site that tells the person who's voting that their information is not going to be shared with anyone. When it becomes a pro widget, pro tool, do you let them know, or is that up to the site to let them know?
There will be a disclaimer at the bottom that says that the message will be posted anonymously and will share your information with Congress and
yes.
share your name and email address and message with and then whatever the organization is.
Okay, so it will be stated there because that's almost verbatim of what you have if it isn't a pro. Okay, so I had something else I needed to ask about that before I left back, but I can't recall what the second one was, but it'll come back up, I'm sure. Okay, so I can have them vote on my site and not pay a thing, correct? But I won't get the information.
Yeah.
Okay, correct. I really want to make sure that's clear to me because I don't know how much I really want that information, I personally.
Correct.
You know, so I have to determine that. Now, let's say that I was going to do that, that I decided I was going to use a pro tool. How, what type of a fee would I pay? Do I pay by the number of people who use it, or is there a monthly fee, or how does that work?
There's a monthly fee for our clients, and then on top of that, the fee... there's a monthly maintenance fee, and then on top of that, there's fees based on the level of participation. Because some of our clients, they'll have, you know, thousands of people participating around an issue, and that's very different than our smaller clients that maybe would have a few hundred people participating. So it depends.
Within a month, Rasha, this number you're talking about, participation, that's
yes.
per month as well. In other words, how do you measure that participation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. On a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you able to share with me if I say I'm probably someone that on my .com site might have a couple hundred people use it? Can you share with me, so I'm a small user,
mm-hmm.
can you share with me the basic rate? And then,
yes.
you know,
most of our clients, on average, our clients pay about $500 a month, but then we have discounts for smaller organizations that go even lower than that.
Okay. So every time one cannot have an organization, let's say AFFT, fairtax.org is their main
mm-hmm.
site, and they have other, they're like an umbrella to
yeah.
some other Facebook pages, for instance, and there could be some
mm-hmm.
.com, but Facebook pages, let's say. And so each would, okay, there is nothing that lumps participants in these other organizations that are affiliated to with AFFT. There's not kind of a cluster situation. Is there, would each one have this $500 a month, approximately, whatever the fee would be? But is
well,
that all
we
separately?
Do, so,
had you
so
ever
I
thought
the better way, so the better way to do this is sometimes we work with coalitions. So I would think that all these different umbrella organizations are like one coalition. You're all working on one campaign together. So it might
yes.
make sense to come together and share the cost and allow people to embed the tool, the right Congress widget, on multiple websites. We can absolutely do that. The question is within the coalition of who would get access to that list. And that's up to you to decide whether you break down the list by state or if you would would all want access to the list or, you know, however you decide to do it. But I think it's definitely the best way to go in that case is to work out the financing amongst your coalition and then
mm-hmm.
Embed the widget onto multiple organizations.
Okay, so that is possible.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Well, that gives me something to share with some others because I normally get an awful lot of questions. And so So that's, I'm trying to be the mouthpiece for them as well as my own curiosity. Now, the information that you get using a Pro Tool, you get both the individuals who support as well as those that oppose. Is that correct?
Well, so with a Pro Tool, you can actually have a widget that only allows you to support the bill. We can customize it that way because with Pro Tools, we allow for a lot more customization. So most of our Pro clients would rather have a tool that says, tell Congress you support whatever the bill is. So in this case, tell Congress you support H.R. 25. And that tool that sits on your website allows your individual participants to only support the bill. That way you don't have to worry about people opposing the bill.
Right. Now, but if we did have so they could choose either way, are you entitled to the information of the person who opposes? In other words, we are very misrepresented, and there's a lot of frustration. I'm talking about Fair Tax now. Many of the people that we read their comments that oppose it, for the most part, are drinking somebody else's Kool-Aid that has never read the bill and is not informed. I'm just cutting to the chase here. And we all just sit there, and when we read something that has been written, we go, oh, no, if I could only tell them, you know, if I could only have a way to participate with them because they're just misinformed. So that's why I'm asking, do you get, using the Pro Tool, are you able to get anyone, pro or con, that votes on your site?
I believe so. I've never been asked that question, but I would think the answer is yes.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure it's yes. I'll make sure. And
okay.
That is a very unique question. So, see, I learned things from John's show just as much as other listeners do. So, I think that is the answer. Yeah.
Okay. Now, there are two I'm sorry. Go ahead.
In case someone writes no, I believe that you would have the same access to their data and you can contact them for sure.
I would think so too. It would, and it would be very helpful sometimes. Not that they can go back and change their vote, but it's what they do to inspire others. Just as you were saying earlier, a person who opposes it for a reason that they're simply mistaken about, you know, they can pass on that thought as well as those that are supportive of the bill. Anyway, now, very quickly, is it possible to have more than one widget? For instance, you have the interactive opinion maps, et cetera, and that's the other one you show. Can you have both on a page? You wouldn't need to make that widget a Pro Tool.
So for everyone else listening, what Nancy is saying is there's a Write Congress widget, and then there's a widget with a map of all the participants from around the country and all these little tiny dots of where support and opposition is coming from around the country, as well as a pie chart. And those analytics really help people see how much support this issue is generating from around the country. And those tools can be embedded onto your website, and that's something that just comes as part of the package as well. So you'd have access to that, and it would look, you know, it would look like the map and pie chart do for HR 25.
Okay. And the last one, forgive my ignorance, but what is an API?
An API is just a way data is pulled from one website to another website. So it's some pretty high-tech stuff of, you know, how one would go about pulling mass quantities of data from PopBox.
Okay.
And if you wanted to build another website with hundreds and hundreds of bills on it, you could pull from from PopBox, from the back end, all this legislative information to build your own website.
Oh, I see. Okay, boy, am I glad I asked you. And I think I'm going to shush now because there might be somebody else who has a burning question. But, oh, that's been marvelous. Thank you ever so much.
Sure.
Well, thank you, Nancy. And, you know, Roshna, that's a wonderful thing. I have all these school teachers surrounding me. And Nancy's a retired teacher, and I've got a couple others on the line. And believe me, they ask good questions all the time. I have a caller here that I want to take from the, and I should know the number. It looks familiar. The 909 area code prefix is 353. Caller in the 909 area code, your name, where you're calling from, please.
John, it's me, Judy. I don't have my
Well,
hand
Judy,
on.
How are you? Do you have a question or a comment on Pop Box? Maybe
no,
a testimonial.
No, I'm still trying to get people signing up. I'm working on District 31, and all I can say is that hopefully we're going to get more people signed up, but that it's a process because people are not, for some reason, they're not wanting to get on there. I have no idea why.
Well,
I'm working on them.
My experience is that you usually have to call them. You get a certain amount of folks, and that, you know, on social media, you know, I have like 5,000 friends, I think, on Facebook, and you know, you send out a little notice, and you'll get a bunch of them initially. Then after that, it my personal experience, and I'm sure that. Others might say the same thing, that it comes down to you have to start calling your family members, your friends, and, you know,
yeah,
kind of go from there.
I've got some of my family signed up, but and I'm working on some more. But
there you go. You're doing a good job. That's how you do it. We thank you over there in the 31st District because that's an important one. A lot's going on. And any questions for Roshna?
No, I really have learned an awful lot from you and listening to her and even listening to Nancy tonight. Tonight I don't have any questions.
Okay.
They'll probably come up later, but I know I can call you.
Well, stick around, stay on the line, and you know, we'll come back through again. Let me put you on hold for a moment, and I have another caller here. Thank you, Judy. I have a caller, and I recognize this number. This would be Ken Smith, I believe. And let's see if we can connect her. Is this Ken Smith on the line? Do I
yes,
have
John,
Ken Smith?
Sorry, I was muted, so I'm so sorry about that.
I understand. I do it all the time. Ken, how are you this evening?
I'm very fine, John. Thank you.
By the way, Roshna, Ken Smith is our California State Director for Fair Tax. He's pretty newly appointed to the job, and he's doing a terrific job. And I know he is he's like I am. He's a real rah-rah-ree guy for Pop Box. Ken, I'll let you go ahead and talk about all the good things you've been working on.
Yeah, we love Pop Box, Roshna, and we're just so thrilled that that the fair tax bills have gotten so much activity on your website. We're just thrilled with that, I love your blog and your follow up every week. It's really very educational. And
thank you.
Absolutely. And the question I have, Roshna, is I noticed on the organization supporting HR 25, for example, I see the number up at the top that says 9, but then I only see actually 6 statements that are made by the organizations, and I'm wondering if there's some kind of a glitch, maybe, of three organizations.
Give me a second and I will take a look. But go ahead and ask another question while I'm
okay. Well, the reason I'm asking that is I was scrolling down and I came to the bottom of the six, and then when I scrolled down further, it populated the first one all over again. So, and I thought maybe that was because maybe there were three organizations who hadn't actually made a voice support statement or something. Maybe we had three organizations who hadn't actually made a statement that you could put out there. So.
I will get back to you guys on that. Thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Well, again, we are really thrilled about all you do, and I must say that as bills come up, when I hear about them now, I have now a tool that I go right away and go back to PopVox and voice my opinions about all sorts of different things. So I think it's a great tool. I guess one of the questions I have for you, Roshna, is how many total users do you have now? And maybe you've already, I came on the call a little late, so maybe you've already spoken about this, what you're doing, or how can we help you to promote PopVox to all others?
You know, we have, and I don't remember the exact count because I haven't been looking at that recently, but I know we have more than 400,000 users from across the country and from every congressional district. And those users vary from people that are frequent users, the ones that, like John mentioned, where PopVox gets addictive, where, you know, you're looking to see what new bills are being introduced, you're hopping around issue to issue. Then we have people that just focus on one particular issue. And, you know, for example, we just did an issue spotlight around horses because of the Kentucky Derby, and there's a lot of legislation out there on the treatment of horses. And there's some folks that just care about horse legislation, and they want to hear from us only about horses. There's other people, like how you mentioned, that like our weekly updates, where we send out on a weekly basis what's happening with Congress that week. So it's just a matter of you know, how people interact with it, and then how they share their site and their experience. Because we don't spend, we're a 7-person company, we're a very small business, and we spend most of our time trying to make improvements to the site features, and we don't have a marketing budget to buy ads or to, you know, to buy Facebook ads or TV ads or anything like that. So we rely on people telling other people. You know, when they hear, when they write a letter and then they hear back from their member of Congress, they're going to tell people, hey, you know, I did this. I participated. This is the issue I believe in. Here's what I did. And I heard, I got a letter back or a phone call back or whatever. I got something back from my member of Congress. And then they feel like their voice mattered, and that PopVox is the way to do it. And we know we make our users jump through hoops to participate. You know, we require their home address, we require an email address, we verify all that information. So it's not like signing a petition that some people might be used to doing, but we ask for that amount of information because this is a quality relationship that we're trying to build with that individual and their member of Congress. This is not about quantity and getting, you know, thousands of petition signatures where some people are signing their name as Mickey Mouse or something. This is about,
right,
you know, verifying yourself as a constituent and then getting your voice heard in a more sophisticated, meaningful way.
Well, outstanding. How are you coming along in terms of being able to get the legislative action in California? I know you had mentioned that on a previous call that maybe that was in the works.
Yes, and I was hoping that we would have had more progress on that end, but there's so many things we're trying to fix and improve on the federal site right now that we haven't really been able to focus on the state level stuff. California is still a priority for us, so that's you know, very important. But right now, just like you found a glitch right now, in the morning or after this call, I know I'm going to be writing a note to our tech team saying, hey, take a look at this. This needs to be fixed. So you know, things like that are constantly coming up. And I don't want to say it's distracting, but, you know, we want to make sure that our current user base has a good product that they're working with. But California is still a priority, and we think about that all the time.
Outstanding. Well, thank you, Roshna, for being on the program tonight and for all you do. We really do appreciate it, and we hope to get more folks. We obviously have a selfish motive of getting more folks to support the fair tax, but hopefully we can, in the process, help you to grow your website as well, for sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate that. And good questions, Roshna. We must agree. Now, I think I might have found one of the glitches here out
okay.
of Chicago. We're gonna open Miss Marilyn Rickert's line. She's the president of Fairtax Nation, and I think that she has attempted to get herself listed there, and maybe she's one of our glitches. Let's open her line and find out. One second here. Marilyn, do I have you on the line?
Yeah, sure do.
Are you my glitch?
That could well be. Actually, I called with some good news.
Okay.
So John gave me the link to the PopBox tutorial, and today I posted it on the front page of FairTaxNation.com. So it's easy for anyone to go find. I know he had it on his Facebook page, which a lot of people aren't on Facebook, but I'll keep it on the front page of FairTaxNation.com to make it easier for anyone who wants to do the tutorial.
Oh,
well, thank
exciting.
You for that, Marilyn.
So that was the good news. No, the glitch part is I can't figure out how to sign up Fairtax Nation as a supporting organization.
So other than this glitch aside, I already added your organization's name as a supporter. And if you go to Fairtax Nation's page on PopBox, which is popbox.com/stakeholders/Fairtax Nation, you'll see that on that page, your organization is listed as a supporter. Now,
well, look at that. That's wonderful.
Yes. So anyone listening in that belongs to an organization that isn't listed, again, I acknowledge this glitch, and you're very kind to use the term glitch. Other than that, if anyone here is part of an organization that wants to register their support or opposition for the Fair Tax Act, they can just contact me directly, and I can have my team upload their supporting information. And if you have a position statement saying why your organization supports the issue, we're happy to post that as well.
Sounds great to me. You can't ask any better than that.
Thank you.
Well, Marilyn, while we have you on the line, I appreciate you putting that tutorial up, and you're right, we have a lot of folks that aren't Facebook users, and so Marilyn has, well, she won't ever give me the real number. I know she has over 9,000 people or so and that are shown on Fairtax Nation. I think it's a lot more than that, but anyhow, thank you for doing that, Marilyn. Anything else you want to share with us from Chicago?
Nothing exciting from Chicago, but I just wanted to let everyone know, if you haven't covered it yet, that we're going to be doing some big Fairtax events. One in South Carolina, and that is June 19th to the 21st. One in Des Moines, Iowa, that's July 24th through the 26th. And in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Okay.
September 4th through the 6th.
Very good.
Well, we got
good things
coming up.
I think we're going to be getting a call a little later from a gentleman by the name of Nicholas Engel. No relation to Sharon Engel. That was the first thing I asked, because I know Sharon.
Well,
I said, are you go ahead.
Well, he's the expert. He's the expert, so he'll give you more detail.
Okay, well, he may call in just a little later. Anything else that you wanted to share, or any questions, Marilyn?
No, I'm just happy as can be now that I found that Fair Tax Nation is up there and I know where to look for it.
We're happy,
woo-hoo!
Too. We ooh, you betcha. We've been looking for you for a while. I'm glad you're up there.
Yeah, John's
well, okay,
been giving me trouble.
No, I'm not trouble. I just was curious.
Well, minor trouble.
Minor trouble, you know. Okay. Well, Marilyn, anything else that you can think of before I put you on hold?
No, that's all I have to cover. Just make sure if you need to see the tutorial, go to fairtaxnation.com, and you'll see it right in the top middle of the page.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Marilyn. We appreciate it. Okay, Roshna, let's try. We've got a few calls here. Let's try another one. And I am not familiar with this number. It's out of the 937 area code, 830. I'm going to guess, I hear a bird. I'm going to say that's probably Mr. Frank Gilbert.
Wow, you've learned my birds well, haven't you?
I know. I remember the bird. How are you doing, Frank?
Not too bad. How about yourself tonight?
I'm doing well, and we have a good telephone connection. I hope we continue. We last couple of times that you called in, you're faded in and out, but you sound pretty clear, and I'm sure you have a comment or question. Now, Roshna, Frank Gilbert is a real supporter of PopBox, too, and with that, Frank, go ahead and let us know what's on your mind.
Well, I do support PopBox a lot. I think it's a great tool that we use. One thing that I've failed to mention to people in the past, and I think it's a good thing, and that is when you vote on something on PopBox, you know that it's seen in Washington because people are getting emails back telling them thank you for their input. And I think it's important for us to remember that whenever we do encourage people to go to PopBox, tell them three things. Tell them, number one, it's easy. Number two, it's easy. And number three, you will be heard in Washington. And I think that's one of the fantastic things about PopBox. If you roll those three things up together, it's fantastic, and it's a great way to educate people about the various legislation that's out there. So thanks, PopBox. Thanks, Roshna. Great job.
Thank you. And that was so succinct and an awesome endorsement. And I think, you know, for those of you that are longtime PopBox users, if you have a little anecdote, like just a paragraph that you want to share with me that I can add to our testimonials page on our site, I would love to do that. Because a lot of times users that are skeptical will want to know, hey, what do other people think about this? So if you have a story like you wrote a letter on using PopBox and then you're a member of Congress, you know, responded or called you or, you know, did something really exceptional that you want to give a shout out to PopBox, please just put it in a little paragraph and allow us to use your testimony, because that does go a long way.
Well, we'll make
yes,
sure
indeed.
We'll ask other people to do it as well.
Okay, well,
thank
Frank, thank
you.
All right. Frank, thank you so much. You're kind of fading on us, so I'm going to go ahead and get to another caller here. Well, I'll tell you, Roshna, I today read some of the testimonials on PopBox. I have to say I was impressed. A lot of people feel the same way. I can't get rid of Frank's bird. Let me try this again. I think he's there he goes. All right. Nice bird, by the way. Let's try a caller out here in the, I know the number because it's in the 8th Congressional District, 694-760. This would be another school teacher, and this would be Deanne DeLean, another retired teacher. Deanne, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Well, I'm breathing in and out, and at this point in life, that's a very good sign. You know, I'm not, like I put up on Facebook, I'm not getting older. I've just been young for a very, very long time. So, anyhow, Deanna, you have a question or a comment for Roshna?
I have a comment. I went to a four-wheelers meeting last night, and I knew there was a lot of land grabbing going on by the government, and I learned there's a lot more than I suspected. Plus the fact it costs $75 to join the four-wheelers club. $45 of that goes to the government, or a way to help create more and better roadways for the four-wheelers. But now they're taking some of that money like they're taking some of the tax money and using it for other things. Brown out here is using it to keep his budget afloat. And so now I have something else to complain about on Pop Box. I'll start looking for those bills that are out there and complaining about it to them. That's what I have to say.
Well,
people get started with one issue and then they jump to the next issue. So that is what we'd like to hear.
Good.
Yes. Thank you, Deanne. Appreciate your call. I have another caller here, and this gentleman is with a company that is called Liberty Promotional. Now, he's going to tell us about these events, Roshna, around the country. But I also suspect that what he might do, or his people might do, because there are going to be a lot of folks like us around, and it's, you know, he'll tell us about the events, but I'm sure that he will share Pop Box with the people that come into these various events around the country. Let me open his line. I should have Mr. Nicholas Engel on the line. Nicholas, do I have you on the line, sir?
You do, John. How are you?
I am doing good for an old guy, and I'm glad that we established earlier this afternoon that you're not with Sharon Engel's family.
That's true.
She's a good friend and a nice lady, she gave it a good run over there in Nevada. So anyhow, have you been listening to the show long, or did you just come on?
I came on about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, so you kind of have a drift of what we're doing here insofar. Are you familiar with Pop Box?
I'm sorry, this is my first time. I'm going to be listening to it more often, though.
Okay, all right. I'll ask you another question. Are you a Fairtax supporter?
Oh, I'm a Fairtax supporter, and that's a great deal about what some of the events that we're going to be doing this summer are all about.
Oh, great. Well, listen, after you get off the line with us tonight, I expect you to go up to Pop Box, and Marilyn has that up on the Fairtax Nation site, and you go up to Pop Box or go to HR25FairtaxReview.com and log in and give us your support vote for HR25S155. Everyone counts, and we really need your help, and Washington will... we'll get to hear from you, and also your comments will be recorded in the Library of Congress, so pretty good deal. And why don't you go ahead and tell us what's going on, Nicholas?
Well, John, I'm going to be sure and do that, and I think that we're also going to be giving people a voice at the three events that we're going to be going to, or we're going to be putting on coming up this June, July, and early in September. The one in June is actually called Taking Back America. It's going to take place in Charleston, South Carolina. And what most of these events are about are really about fair tax and about abolishing the IRS in particular. There's going to be a very big representation of fair tax at all of our events. But I want to make it clear that there's going to be other people there that may have differing views. For instance, at Taking Back America in Charleston, which is going to take place on June 19th through the 21st, we're going to have many of the presidential candidates, and we're going to provide them with a forum that will be in our be in the Coliseum, where we seat about approximately 13,000 people. So they're going to be there's going to be a great many of the candidates are going to be there. And to be fair, we have invited Hillary Clinton, and we're also going to be sure to invite Bernie Sanders. Now, I don't think they're going to want to come, but we want to make sure that they have an opportunity to speak and lend their voice to the issue. Just so everybody knows, the pricing for this as it's going to be the same way in both Taking Back America and the next event will be on July 23rd through the 26th, and that's called Abolishing the IRS. It's going to take place in Des Moines, Iowa. Now, the third of our events is going to be Kickoff 2016. I'm going to tell you about all three, but first I want to tell you what the prices are going to be. General admission is going to be $30 for the entire weekend. General admissions for attendees, preferred seating is going to be just under $100. It really is $100 at $99.95. And then VIP tickets are going to be a little more expensive. They're going to be $250. Now, at Taking Back America, which again is going to be on June 19th through the 21st, we really call this a grassroots family picnic. We're going to have, as I said, all the presidential candidates. But in addition to that, we're going to have other candidates that are going to be willing to speak. And there's going to be a great deal of people talking about Fair Tax. I know that you know a lot of the people within the Fair Tax crowd, and they are going to be there. And in addition to that, we want this to be a child-friendly event, as all three of the events will be, because there'll be child care there. That will be when any of the event is going on, we're going to have people there, and we're devoting an entire ballroom to that. Now, the next event, as I said, is going to be July 23rd through the 26th, and that's called Abolishing the IRS. And that's really the big focus is going to be on fair tax. It's going to be on people who want to argue other taxation issues, such as flat tax. I know that's probably a bad word and shouldn't mention it, but it's an open forum. And as I said, we want to have everybody having their ability to have their say, and so that we can all start explaining why, perhaps, I don't want to be too biased, but why the fair tax is the better way to go. And again, Hillary Clinton has been invited to that particular event. Now, Kickoff 2016, that's a little bit different in that we want to keep all the grassroots people together and come up with and start deciding who are the presidential candidates that we really do support, who do we want to see really moving on to the primaries and ultimately the general election. And you can read all about this, John, on our website, which is still under construction, but I encourage everybody to go. The address is www.libertypromotionalevents.com. Libertypromotionalevents.com. It's all lowercase, all one word. Okay. Now, John, are there any questions that I can answer for you?
I really have more of a statement, Nicholas, on when you refer to the flat tax. Please make them say flat income tax. Because
okay,
it is
sure
an income tax and not a consumption tax. And I know you can't be biased, but, you know, they dance around the issue like it. They want to confuse it with the Fair Tax Act. It is not a consumption tax. It is a flat income tax. And what they're proposing is replacing an income tax with another income tax. And they call it the flat income tax. So you might use that at some of the events. If I can do this, Nicholas, I appreciate the comments. I'm gonna I have a hand go up. I was gonna mention to everybody. I did get to them, and they didn't put their hands up. If they do have a question, do have a comment, just press the 1 on your telephone, and I'll see your hand go up. And I do have a caller with her hand up, and I have Nancy Kesey on the line. And let me open that line. Nancy, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, John. Thanks again. And Mr. Engel, Nicholas, if I may,
sure.
Have you, it's not too far away, have you secured the venue that you're talking about in South Carolina?
We have secured the venue. It's the Charleston Event Center, which is in addition to the Embassy Hotel Suites. We've got the entire convention center for the weekend. That's Friday, Saturday, and most of Sunday.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call.
Okay. Yeah. And Nancy is a big pop box advocate, and she probably she has the pop box cards that we made up. We got about 10,000 pop box cards out with the QR code for fair tax, and those I think Nancy can be copied by anybody if they like them, and that's on HR25fairtaxreview.com. So you can copy the pop box card with the QR code and the information, and I know we put a bunch of those out at various events, and Nicholas, maybe some of the fair tax people around the country would like to duplicate those cards and do the same thing. And you know, while you're getting a lot of people to show up for these events, they may as well go on Popbox and show their support, we hope.
Well, absolutely.
Anyhow, great. Let's see if we have any callers here. I'm kind of working alone on a new switchboard, so bear with me. Anybody else have a question or a comment? I know Dr. Ken Smith in Northern California is familiar with the venue in Charleston. He's very familiar with Charleston. I've been there before myself. Great city. Ken, do you want to press 1 on your telephone, and if you can add anything to the operation in Charleston, or do I just open your line? I think I'm going to just open Ken's line here, Nicholas, and get a conversation going with him.
Okay.
Ken, do I have you on the line, sir?
Yes, you do, John. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, we talked briefly about Charleston, and I thought you might want to add some of your own personal observations about the city of Charleston.
Well, I just have some concerns, and I don't want to throw a wet blanket on the event, because I think it's a great idea to have this event. The hesitation I have personally is that the historic part of Charleston is not very close to that particular site. That site is in North Charleston, and it's fairly close to the airport, which for certain people will be convenient. There are some people who might want to go visit the historic part of Charleston. It's going to be a little bit of a trek to get there, although it's a very, very popular city, so I don't want to throw a wet blanket on it. So I'm hoping to see a lot of folks show up at that, and I know that I like the title of what you put out, Taking America Back. I guess you did mention you're going to be inviting Hillary and Bernie Sanders. Is there any other, are you inviting any other folks more progressive side of politics, or is it particularly opened up to the Tea Party folks and that kind of thing?
Well, there's certainly the Tea Party and the Republican Party are going to be, all of those members are going to be invited. The reason that I bring up Secretary Clinton and Senator Sanders is that we just want everyone to understand that this is an open forum, and we like a good debate. And I think that if they're able to come, and they do decide to come, that they're going to have their hands full when debating some of the Republican side candidates.
Mm-hmm. And
I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. I was just going to ask you if you've gotten any moves. Are you seeing some of our newly what is the word, people who just came out running for president, has anybody responding back to you yet? Not as yet.
We've got a long list of people. We definitely have heard from Senator Cruz and several other candidates that have expressed interest in coming.
Oh, that's good news.
Yes.
I was just on a town meeting with Cruz's people this afternoon, listening on that. So.
Oh, good. Well, it's as you know, their schedules can be quite fluid, and we certainly understand that. So one of the nice things is that we have the entire campus rented. So during one afternoon, we will give every one of those candidates a place to speak. But if there are those who can't make it on Saturday afternoon, we still are going to want them to come, and we'll make room for them and give them a sizable venue in order to speak as well.
Great.
Awesome.
Ken, thank you for your comments on that. I'm going to ask Roshna to chime in here for a minute. Roshna, you've heard a little bit about these events around the country. Does Pompvox have any literature that they might make available for attendees?
Absolutely. We can create some one-pagers about how to use Pompvox or, you know, just some really simple stuff. It's so funny because so much of what we do is online that but I'm sure my team can come up with some, you know, tried and true pieces of paper that can be shared with attendees. So absolutely.
Well, sure. I was thinking of something here too, that Liberty Promotional might go up as a supporting organization on Pompvox. That would make sense to me. How about you, Roshna?
Well, you know, we welcome all organizations, companies, trade associations, community groups, everyone to participate and share their voice. So,
I have an idea. John, you have my number. Would you please provide that to Roshna so that perhaps tomorrow or in a few days you could give me a call? How does that sound?
Certainly.
Well,
absolutely. Happy to do that.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, I thank you for that, Nicholas, and I do. Oh, the lines are lighting up now. Boy, people want to talk. They never put their hands up, but I'm getting hands up now. Let me see. Even Marilyn Rickard has her hand up. Let me get Marilyn. Firstly, I'll mute another line. I'm afraid that I'll get too many lines open here, and we won't hear anybody. Marilyn, you had your hand up.
I just wanted to let everyone know that there will be booths available, so that if you want to, you know, rent a booth and talk about whatever your issue is, that will be available.
I thought for a moment you said booze, booze, but okay.
Not that.
Well, see, that they had the other stuff available when we were in Chattanooga down at the river bend. They had plenty of the other down there. Well, in Tennessee,
well,
I'm
not going to say that we're, you know, I'm not going to say that we're not going to be serving fun drinks. But I will add, and thank you for bringing that up, Marilyn, I will add that we're going to have two entire exhibition rooms for exhibitors and vendors, and we're going to devote exhibition room to the preppers, who are also going to be there.
Right.
And yes,
right,
you can get onto our website, and if you're interested in having in renting an exhibition room, we're going to provide that for you, and all the draping and the pipe as well will come right in with the cost.
Right. Nicholas, this number I have you on now, is that a number you could give out? Or?
I think for the time being, I better keep that one private.
Okay. All right. Maybe you have an email address, and we can just give or a contract address over there at Liberty Promotional, and we'll just get that out right now.
Absolutely.
So Roshna,
I can be reading.
Yeah.
certain. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We can just let Roshna, you know, or you can get in touch with Roshna right on PopBox. So, you know, that way, you know, the connection can be made there very easily. And Marilyn has it too, of course.
Okay. All right. As I was saying, I just want to make sure I can be reached. I can be reached at Nicholas at Liberty Promotional Events. But if you really want to talk to the man, and I mean the man with the plan, who's going to be able to provide you with tickets and booths, you ought to call my colleague. And his address is Tex at LibertyPromotionalEvents.com.
Yeah, I talked to Tex earlier today, right, yeah.
Tex was the one that was nice enough to speak to you, and then he was smart enough to call me and tell me that I had to get on the air tonight.
Well, that makes good sense.
I'm happy to do.
Okay, well, listen, Nicholas, we're glad that you came on. We want to get some stuff together here, and this is a wonderful thing that also will encourage people to you're going to have activists there, I'm sure, plenty of them, to mm-hmm. become familiar with PopBox and start using it. And when I was on earlier, I mentioned that once you start using PopBox, and I didn't believe this when Roshna first said it a show or two back, it's addictive, because once you go up and you register, I mean, it really does. It verifies, it magnifies, and it amplifies. And I'll tell you, I have more rapid responses from people in Congress and around the country thanks to PopBox. And so that's my little testimonial. And I will tell you that I highly recommend that anybody that cares about where our government's going, and don't throw your shoe at the TV any longer and swear. Get up on PopBox, and you can, you know, you can put, if it's immigration, if you just type in the word, and correct me if I'm wrong, Roshna, you can type in, like, immigration bills, and all the immigration bills pop up. Is that right?
That is right. And, play around with the site, and you'll see, just put in whatever issue you're interested in.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I have friends that are, you know, they're interested in a lot of different constitutional issues, Second Amendment rights, immigration, amnesty, taxation, energy, you name it. And I'll tell you, this is the site to use. And you just recently, it hadn't been that long, has it, Roshna, where all the comments that go in, I think you're the only site in the country that those comments are recorded in the Library of Congress. Is that correct?
I believe so. I haven't.
I know of no other.
Congress, but neither do I.
Okay.
So
all right.
We can deem it so until someone corrects us.
There you go. And if they have another one, let us know. And Nicholas Engel, I thank you for being with us, and I hope we'll hear more from you in the future. And thank you so much for giving our audience an update on those events that are coming up. And stay in touch with us. Thank you so much, Nicholas. Anyhow, Roshna, back to you. I would like to have you kind of get back to the PopBox 101 and go over your contact information real quickly.
Absolutely, and then I'm going to have to get off the phone because it's 10:15 here on the West.
I know, past your dinner time. Yes.
Yes, I always forget to eat dinner before I get on this show. that's my fault. Basically, you know, go to PopBox, share your thoughts. If you have questions or you find glitches or whatever you'd like to call it, feel free to contact me directly. My email is rachna@popbox.com, rachna@popbox.com. Feel free to just send me an email if you're an organization that wants to get listed. That's free to do. So just, you know, send me an email and we can go from there.
All right. Thank you so much, Rachna. And we really appreciate all that you do. And thanks to all the listeners for tuning in. And great questions, by the way. I want to make one quick note here. Next Wednesday, our guest will be Congressman Tom McClintock from California. So if you're interested in Tom McClintock, he, by the way, happens to be a Fair Tax co-sponsor from Northern California, the 4th Congressional District. We're honored and pleased to have him as our guest next week. Rachna, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. And until next Wednesday, we'll see you then. Good night, all.
Thank you.
Good night.
What do the horse and buggy, the rotary telephone, the typewriter, and the income tax all have in common? Well, they were all replaced with something better that gave us more choices, helped us achieve economic freedom, and made life easier. What makes those things different? All but the income tax were replaced due to free markets and demand for something better. We need you to demand the fair tax. That's House Resolution 25 and Senate Resolution 13 to replace the income tax. The fair tax replaces the income tax, payroll taxes, taxes on savings account interest, estate and gift taxes, and the alternative minimum tax, and it abolishes the IRS. It is a consumption tax that allows you to see exactly what the federal government costs with every purchase you make. You and all Americans deserve something better. The Fair Tax. Visit fairtax.org for more information and visit fairtaxnation.com to learn how you can help.